So you know that I go to a over 50s gym, don't you?
Yeah, it's Tony.
Tony's here. Yeah.
Tony, anyway, the little beard.
I've got some lower back problems, as you know.
Lower back problems, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they said to me, my glutes aren't working.
Oh. That's your bum, isn't it?
That's the bum, right. So yeah. I've now got a... I now do a one-on-one bum class.
One-on-one bum class?
I'm serious.
Is that with Tony?
Not with Tony, no. Tony's out...
Tony's at the front desk, is he?
No, Tony's out on the rowing machine. And Tony comes to my meditation class too, by the way.
Yeah, the one that you run. Well, you're the assistant to him, aren't you, at the meditation class?
No, I run the meditation class. Anyway, so I go...
Who runs the one-on-one bum class?
It's weird, but it's a guy called Glenn. So it's just Glenn. I'm serious.
You requested Glenn that, didn't you?
And Glenn with one. Now... I'm going to teach you now what we do, right?
Okay.
So to start off, you have to just...
Can we all do this? Or
you can do it if you want. You just... Okay, now just...
Feet on the ground?
This would be a good for your lower back. Okay, you just flex your buttocks. Just flex them both at the same time.
What, your buttocks?
Your buttocks. Okay, just flex your buttocks.
Ooh.
Flex your buttocks. I'll do it standing up, okay? So I'm like this, right? Okay. Okay, now just do one. Just do the left one.
Oh, one?
Do the left one.
Oh, that's hard.
It's hard, isn't it?
That's really hard.
Yeah.
Does any point does Glenn grab your ass and go...
He done it, yeah. Yeah. Now do the right one. Mm. Okay.
Hang on.
Right, okay. Oh. So you've worked it out. And it's quite a little good exercise.
Should I take my wallet out of the pocket while I'm doing this? Or because it's affecting my bum.
Anyway, so Glenn said to me, you need to do a lot of those. And he said, if you know you're at home, you know you're doing the dishes or something, you're standing up watching TV, just get a little bit of a flex going, okay? Like that. So this is true. I was out. Selena, my partner, and I were out shopping. We were at Myers, and she was looking at some hats for the races, right? And I was standing over in the underwear section.
Oh, no.
And I'm going, well, I'm not doing much. It wouldn't be a bad time to do a bit of a flex. So I swear, I didn't even know, I'm thinking, how good am I? And I'm standing there, and I'm doing this, in the middle of I'm just doing this.
For people at home, he's moving his groin like
I'm just doing that.
If I saw that at the park, I'd be very disturbed.
Yeah. Let alone in the underpants apartment in Buddy Myers. So anyway.
That's embarrassing.
Have you ever done anything embarrassing in a women's department?
I try to avoid it, you know what I mean? I've bought bras before, but that's always awkward, isn't it? Buying bras for your partner. Don't you think so? Lingerie?
I had to buy one. My mother's 97. I had to go out and buy. I had to buy some underpants.
For your mum?
For my mum.
A couple of G-bangers?
Well, I was down at Geelong. G-bangers in Geelong.
G-bangers!
And I always do the thing where I go, and they want women's underwear? And they go, yeah. And I go, for my mum. Because they all automatically think that you're going home to put them on. I mean, I did it once. It's not all this crapped up to me.
It's always cracked up to me.
No.
It's just material.
But there was another time I was shopping with Selena, and she, you know, when you're on a strip with a mall shopping strip, she says, I'll be in that shop over there. And I said, well, I'll go over to that manly shop over there, but I'll meet you in your shop.
Yeah,
over
the
there.
Hardware shop or the.
So I go in, and she's in the back room getting changed. So I just go and stand outside the back room, which is getting changed. And the woman comes out, doesn't realize I'm with Selena. She comes out and goes, can I help you? And I said, jokingly, no, I just like to go around and stand outside women's changing rooms. Serious.
Call the cops or...
She goes, I'm sorry. And no, it's a joke. My friend said, Selena, please, sing out, please. Say it's me. My name's Glenn. I'm out here. Please, thanks. So, you know, in trying to be funny, it doesn't always go right.
Yeah, that's true. You've given a free joke there. They didn't appreciate it at all.
I did a free joke. We should go to the music, by the way, in a minute. I did a free joke on the... Because I was in New Zealand doing the New Zealand version of Have You Been Paying Attention?
Oh, was that bro? Was that good, eh? Or,
it was good, eh? Yeah. Anyway.
Good,
eh?
Choice bro?
I was about to fly out, and I looked out, and there were some birds out on the tarmac, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm up the front of the plane. And I
said
to
the guy... What's it like, the front of the plane?
Pretty good. I said to the guy next to me, because there were some birds out on the tarmac, right? And I pointed the birds, and I said to him, oh, that's interesting. I didn't realize that they had to take off from here as well.
It's a good joke. I hope he laughed.
He didn't laugh.
What?
I said to him, mate, do you realize who I am? Seriously? You got that for free. Anyway, should roll the music. Here comes the music.
Hit the music, yay.
Hello and welcome to a live episode of Somehow Related from the European Beer Cafe in Melbourne, Australia. Now please welcome your hosts to the stage. It's Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Whoa, there we go, yeah. We're already here. Good to hear Sam, wasn't it? It's good to hear Sam, and welcome everyone again to our podcast.
Sam?
Is Sam here, or is she around, or is Sam around?
I'm here right now.
Oh. So she's in the room somewhere.
She's in the room somewhere. Is that Tony with a wig on, or who is Sam? Like, is it you, Lewis, at the front end? All right, Clay, well, let's not muck around.
Because we all know how the show works. If you're listening to the show for the first time, I wish I'd acknowledge that we're actually doing the show live.
Yeah, we're doing the show live, you're right.
You tune into the show and you're hearing people in the background.
Yeah.
And we're doing the show live. Where from, Dave?
We're here at the European Beer Cafe in Melbourne, CBD.
And this is our first live show, and all our lovely fans have turned up. And some of them are semi-naked. Others are fully clothed. We've got some wine-drinking...
piss people from Yarra Glen, I believe. Like...
We've got a scout master up the front. Yeah, that's exciting. So if anything happens, we've got someone who can take care of everything.
All these Bayside women, it's just going off.
Yeah.
Yarra Glen and Tony from the gym.
Yeah. So what happens is, if you haven't heard the show before, we get two unrelated topics and then we have to work out how they're related, and then Sam will tell us how they're related. So they are related, but we, you and I, and maybe this time the audience, will help us go on the journey of something related.
Cool. Is that how it works? I always wondered. So, all right, should we get our topics?
Yeah, please.
All right, come on, Sam.
The topics are the Titanic and Marconi.
Oh,
the Titanic. And who?
Marconi.
Who's
Marconi? Who's Marconi? What did Marconi invent? The radio. Oh,
what?
Someone's been to TAFE down the front here.
I would have said pasta.
No, that's macaroni. That was his cousin, Macaroni. Marconi was Italian, I think. He was Italian. Yeah.
Oh, Marconi.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm looking at you guys. Like, Marconi invented the wireless and he invented the... telegraph systems and stuff.
I thought you were having a stroke.
Maybe I am. He was famous for wireless stuff. That's all I know.
So what year would that have been? Late 1800s or early 1900s?
Oh, I don't know. Same time as around the Titanic, I'd assume, wouldn't it? Be that sort of time frame, wouldn't it?
We won't get into the Titanic yet, but what was the Titanic in the early 1900s?
What was it? 1914? Are you a teacher by any chance, or no?
This is just weird.
Just smart. 1912.
1912.
Fuck, you're wrong. What did you say? No, but you were approximately, yeah, closer than me. You're right. So, yes, okay, you're 92, pre-war. Yeah, pre-war.
Okay,
war.
Marconi invented the radio in early 1900s. Oh, I'm just going over slowly.
I assume so, yeah. Yeah. And he did a good job because we love the radio.
Do you remember having a... I had a crystal set.
Oh. You know what that is? 65, aren't you? Yeah. Like the crystal set. I think my brother had a crystal set. You had to make it, didn't you, a crystal set?
Yeah.
We had a CB radio. In the rumpus room. Did you have a CB radio?
Yeah, my brother had a CB radio.
Oh, they were great. When they CB radios, they were awesome. And you try to meet girls on CB radio and have an eyeball with them. That's what you do with an eyeball. CQ. And we were...
Was it 88? You and your 88? That was a girl, wasn't it?
88, I think it was a girl, yeah.
Yeah.
Powder puff? No, that was a BMX term for...
Boys in blue?
Oh, Smokey? Smokey was a... We loved it. So we had one in a car. We had a friend who had a panel van. This would have been the very early 80s. He had a panel van. He had the CB radio. And we said to this guy once, let's have an eye. And you used to have an eyeball with people in the Coles car park to look at their CB radio. And we said to this guy once, yeah, CQ. He goes, oh, come and have an eyeball. And seriously, he rocked up on a dragster with a CB radio attached to the front. It was good times. I don't think I ever met a girl once, though, on the CB radio. I can't remember meeting any girls.
They've died off now because of the mobile phone. Like, truckers don't use them anymore.
Oh, yeah, no, don't they use them anymore, CB radio?
Not really, because they...
Has anyone here got a CB radio still? Or? Yes! Oh, is that Yarra Glen up the back?
They haven't got the phone on yet, so...
Oh, I love CB radio. But we also had a... I had a transistor radio as a child.
A little, yeah, little battery deal, yeah.
Love it. I used to listen to it at night. I have a twin brother. And so Glenn, he can't be here. Glenn, my twin brother from Europe. And I saw him last weekend. My brother Trev got married in Queensland second time round. And he's almost 60. Why? But anyway, whatever. Like a 3-hour drive from the airport. True. Anyway, but he's in love, so we can't. but Glenn came along, and Glenn's skinnier than you now. He's got, and we think there's a mineral deficiency in Switzerland where he lives because he's just losing more and more weight, and I'm getting fatter. It's like he's sending me the weight over his telepathic.
It's almost like there's two of you, like there's one twin here, yeah. And there's another, like triplets. Maybe you're meant to be triplets.
Maybe we're meant to be, and I've got all the fat.
Yeah. I'm not saying you're fat, Dave, but your portrait keeps on falling off the wall.
Bang!
first round of applause of the night. It's like,
when you wear white pants, we can project double feature movies on your ass.
Slam.
We love you, Dave.
I got it. Yeah, but see, I'm not offended by fat jokes.
I've never done fat jokes on you.
I'm not offended at all. I quite like them.
You can make
fat.
A joke about me being a skinny man with a very large penis. I do not mind. I don't have a problem with that. Sure, you can make jokes about having a large penis, but you try living with it 24/7. It's bloody hard work, isn't it? You know what I'm talking about.
Lewis. Old tripod over here, we call him. Like,
yeah. She looks very happy. Very happy.
He was a scout, so he'd been taught the ways. Yeah. No, I think he's skinny, so skinny because his wife's seen what I look like. So, seriously, you go to his house, there's no food in the cupboards because she's seen what I look like.
What does he do again?
He's Switzerland. It's very hard to explain what I do for a job, you know. Well, if I can have a crack. I go to third world countries and I review their systems of aid. So he works for like Water Aid, and he goes there and he sees that the well's not working, and he's got to implement it and writes a report about it. So he's just a dude with a clipboard walking around.
And what do you do?
Well, I just tell jokes. So anyway, why doesn't he do something good with his time? What a loser, as we say, about my brother Glenn.
So anyway, what do we think? My dad was a radio mechanic in the war.
Yeah, right.
He was in Darwin. Was your dad? Where was your dad? He was in Vietnam.
Vietnam, last year. And Kentucky tour. And I've done that joke many times. Sorry about that. Now, he was an engine. Yeah, he was a mechanic. In he liked Vietnam, though. He's 71, he was. He said it was good. He enjoyed it. So, I don't know what happened over there, but he actually started a scout troop in Vietnam. Because that's what you want to do in a war zone, is run around in a little khaki uniform in the bush. That's good idea, Kev. Anyway, he was an engine fitter. But so your dad worked in wirelesses. So your dad would have been aware of Marconi's work, surely.
Surely.
Yeah, surely. He would thank Marconi every day.
Yeah.
For the work that he did.
Yeah, but, you know, beyond that, he didn't really tell us much.
Your dad, but was your dad in a war or?
Well, to be in the war, you've got to see some action, don't you? Not just put little knobs and stuff like that. You've got to. But Darwin was bombed.
Was he there when it was bombed or?
He never said anything about that. Oh. So I reckon, you know.
You think you'd fucking remember, wouldn't you? All those bombs raining down.
Yeah.
You'd think you'd remember. We used to have, anyway, while I was talking about my twin, we had a radio between our beds. We used to listen to it at night.
Yep.
And listen to radio stations. Like 3XY. That's why, yeah. And then we also...
Where the No Wrinklies Fly?
What's that?
Where's that? What was... Was that 3X? Right? Hello, thank you very much. Yes, thank you. I'm a bit older than you.
3AK. Yeah, we love the betting channel. We love to put some bets
that
on.
That became the God channel, I think, didn't it?
Oh, yes, it did. Yeah, it became a religious channel. That's right.
I did an ad for the Christian Television Association.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Because that used to be very weird to work out what the hell's going on those ads.
Well, mine was beautiful. There was a man eating his lunch, and he opened out his lunch, and on my egg, she had written, "I love you."
Oh. Was it from Jesus, or who's that from? Why is that a Christian ad?
Well, just tell someone that you love them today. That was the ad.
Well, if you want to talk to Tony from the gym, he's right here.
I
mean,
tell I think we you need to, you know, it's all right to tell each other we love each other.
Of course it is. That's a place.
What have we got to thank radio for? What have we got to thank radio for? You've got your, CB, you've got your baby monitor.
Oh yeah, we had one of them. Ours used to work on the same frequency as taxis. So true. So occasionally you'd be listening to the baby go, that baby speaks Somali. That's impressive. Like.
And now he's delivering Uber Eats as well.
And my wife would use it as a PA. We had it for way too long when the kids were too old. And she would have it in the kids' room and then the speaker in the lounge room, and she would use it as a PA system for the whole house. So I'd be in the lounge room in the kitchen area, and I'd just hear through the thing, David, get the washing off the line. It's starting to rain. Go, go, go. Taxi to the city. Four people. Oh, fuck. I can't do everything. Bloody hell. It's like... I'd never thought of that. Marconi, of course, baby monitors. Very, very annoying baby monitors.
Why is that?
Oh, because they're just annoying. It's like this con. They didn't have that when we were growing up, did they? No, occasionally dad, mum would look in the cot. They're still alive. That's cool, you know?
Like, did you ever hear anything like any weird shit? Like the baby's going, wah, 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 time to kill again.
You know, we used to pick up another family when we lived, and fuck, they were like the perfect family. So yeah. My wife's like, the perfect family are on again. And I was obsessed. I turn it up, and there'd always be classical music playing, and the woman was so happy. And then I heard the husband coming home one day. So the door opens, the guy goes, hey, honey, I'm home. And she goes, we've had a wonderful day. And James started speaking. He goes, wonderful. And it was like I got obsessed by them. Mm. And I was trying to work out who they were, where they were. I never met them. I always wanted to meet them. But now I think it might have been Lewis down the front here. I don't know. The perfect family.
Automatic gates, like when you open your automatic or your garage door, your automatic gates.
Is that wireless? Oh, yeah, that's wireless.
I think it is.
Yeah, right.
I'm just sort of trying to lead into a showbiz story that I had.
What happened with the
automatic
gate? Because
we've got to have a showbiz story once per episode, don't
we? Of course
we
do. Does this involve Shane Warne? Or?
It does.
Oh, it does! Oh. Your best stories involve Warney, so...
I may have told it before. It's when he invited me around, when Liz Early was in town, he invited me around to have Chinese food.
Oh, that happens to all of us. So, yeah, like...
Have I told you the story?
No, go on, tell us again.
Anyway, so he rings me, and then he goes, you want to come over for dinner? I go, yeah, sure, so I'll come around. And then I'm thinking, it's Warney, so I won't take the expensive bottle of wine. I'll take the... Because Warney's got a cellar.
Yeah, he's loaded.
He's going to take you a good bottle of wine, just put it back. I'm not going to waste a good bottle of wine.
So how much did you spend, like $20 on Warney or $14? How much is 12.
Anyway, so
yeah.
I get round to his house and all the paparazzi are there.
Oh, the paps.
And I'm going, oh no, they're going to see that I've got a cheap bottle of wine. So I park my car and I put a bottle of wine underneath my arm like this and I'm going for it. And they go, they string around the paparazzi, they string around and they're going, what are you doing? What are you having for dinner? What's happening there? What's this? What have you got to drink? Oh, fuck. So I managed to get in and I get past it and then I go in and Shane's there and I say to Shane, oh, shit, I think I left my car open.
Oh, no.
So he goes, here's the button. Here's the button for the front gate. So I go back out. I'm pretty, feel pretty good now. So I open the front gate, and the gate's open like that, and they think Liz Hurley's coming out. So they go, and I'm just standing there, and they go, huh? Oh, fuck, it's just like Uncle Arthur trying
Russell
to get
Coit.
Russell Coit, whatever. So I run out, get my car, and I'm going to bring it into the driveway.
Yeah.
So I bring the car, and I'm driving it back in, and then they come in with the cameras, like in the window, and they're going, "What's happening in there?" And they're at me. I'm going, "Guys, can't say too much. Just having a bit of dinner. No big deal. Sure, Liz is there. Sure, I've got some wine. Sure, we'll probably get our gear off later on, but don't worry about it." Anyway, I got to get in there, and I'm going. I'm trying to work the clicker.
The clicker.
And it won't open. And I'm running out of gear. I'm running out of things. So I'm going, click, 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 click. Guy says to me, "I think you're aiming it the wrong way. I was aiming across the street." Finally found out, got in, and anyway, rest is history. But now they ended up breaking up after I met her, and
oh, cut his lunch, so to speak. Well, Yeah, she met you.
She met me. That's right.
She
well said.
You.
Yes.
Very
well
good
said.
Correction.
Very good. Good callback. Yeah.
Should we move on to the Titanic? Let's talk about the Titanic.
So I think there's everything we can say. He was a bloke. His name was Marconi.
Italian.
He created the radio.
Been in the wireless.
Yeah. Did he? I think there's something about him winning a Nobel Prize.
Oh, did he win a prize?
I think he won Nobel Prize over the Wright brothers or something.
Like a Logie of the day.
Imagine if you've invented flying, you've invented radio, and I've invented going up and flying.
I think flying
shits all over, but Mr. Marconi won.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Well, it's a pretty amazing invention. So they gave me a career for a long time on the radio, so.
And you broke your leg.
Oh, yeah, in a radio stunt. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, on Vega. That's right. That was good. Jumping Dicko, and he'd lost so much weight, I cleared him, and got driven to the hospital in a rock patrol. That was good. Terrible time. Anyway.
So what you're saying, we should have... what about the Titanic?
Let's go to the Titanic. Titanic. Okay. So what do we know about the Titanic? What year was it again? 1912.
Is that the time? When was it built?
Oh, it would have been built a year beforehand. In Belfast. I know that was built in Belfast.
Yes.
Yeah, Northern Ireland.
You been to Belfast?
Yeah, I've been to Belfast. I've been to hospital in Belfast. Because I got all these spots on my body. And I was like backpacking. I thought, I'll go to hospital. And the guy said, we specialise in gunshot wounds here. I said, well, I've got spots on my body. So, and he goes, you got any jokes for us? You got a joke for us? I said, well, I've got a joke about the troubles. Do you want to hear that? Pretty brave.
Yeah.
Have you heard this joke? So I said, I didn't know how it would go with the doctors, but I thought, I'll give it a crack. I said, there's a guy walking through like a dodgy part of Belfast and he feels a gun on the back of his head, back of his head. And he hears a voice go, Catholic or Protestant? And the guy goes, oh, I'm actually I'm a Muslim. And the guy goes, oh, I must be the happiest Jew in Belfast. So they laugh, which was good. So. Yeah.
I didn't really get the joke, but anyway.
Well, he was trying to trick the guy by saying he was Muslim. But then the guy tricked him back, saying he was Jewish.
Double.
It was a double zinger. It was a double banger.
Yeah.
It's all in my comedy book. Anyway, whatever. It's all in your comedy book. Yeah, Belfast, I went there in a ceasefire, and there were all chanks and stuff rolling around.
Oh, Belfast.
Scary joint.
Did you see the police stations in Belfast?
Yeah, yeah, they were fortresses.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And I was at a bar in Belfast, and they said, this is the most famous bar in Belfast. I'm thinking, the Palmer,
Palmers of the world.
And he goes, no, it's been blown up more than any other bar in Belfast. I'm going, great.
All right, thanks. I won't have a drink. I'll see you later then. Thanks very much. I don't know. We went to a Titanic exhibition. Anyone go to that? It was at the museum a couple of years ago. Yeah, and then they took a photo of the family, and then they superimposed you getting on the Titanic. Because my wife dresses the kids in op shop clothes, they look like of the era.
I'm sure they did.
And they're all skinny, so they look fantastic. My wife looks at the photo and goes, oh, you're too fat for the Titanic. Bloody hell. They wouldn't have had people like you back there. So no, I would have been up the top. They would have been at the bottom of the boat, I believe. They looked, yeah. But that was a good exhibition.
Was there not a theatre restaurant in Melbourne?
Williamstown. That's right. Yes. Where the floor shakes or something. Yeah.
And what would happen? The windows would fill up with water or something?
Oh, which class you're in?
Ah.
You're in the lower class. They filled up quite quickly. Sounds very authentic, this Titanic restaurant.
So if you had to compare coming here to see us with going to the Titanic restaurant, how would we...
Are we better than the Titanic restaurant? They don't upset us, he says.
We can organise a stripper in the window over here.
I can get a hose and spray it on the window and pretend we're in the Titanic restaurant, if you want. I don't know. The kids get obsessed by the Titanic because it's one of those big disasters that they would talk about at school. Like the pyramids.
Yeah.
It's not a disaster, but, you know, tidal waves. Titanic was one of those things that we all did at school, wasn't it, really? Do you remember doing the Titanic at school?
I did Bush Rangers at school.
Oh, Bush Rangers, yes. Ned Kelly, they were our heroes, weren't they?
Yeah.
Mad Morgan.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Captain Starlight. Moonlight.
Captain Moonlight, that's right.
Captain Crunch. Captain... I'm making stuff up, I think.
So it was a movie, wasn't it, starring Leonardo DiCaprio?
And Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet.
Mm.
That was where the line, King of the World, came
from? Yeah, I'm King of the World, up the front, the Ceylon Dion.
Wasn't someone thrown off a ship today for doing a photograph on a ship?
Oh, really?
I think so.
Have you heard that great Titanic joke about the magician on the... Titanic?
No.
Oh, I love this. I can't go. It's a great joke. Oh, well, I think it's a funny joke. It's about, I don't know if you know, there was a magician on the Titanic, right? And right. he did an act every night. But he had a parrot that would work with him. But he got a new, what, no one's ever seen a magician with a parrot? He was like a pirate magician. Like, he had this parrot. But the parrot was ruining his act. So every night the parrot would give away the secrets. So the magician goes on the first night, all right, tonight I'm going to make this dove disappear. And the dove disappears and all the audience goes, ooh. Then the parrot goes, the dove's in his sleeve. He goes, oh, damn, shut up, will you, parrot? The next night he goes, I'm going to make this rabbit disappear. And he goes, boom, and he hits his hat on the table. The rabbit disappears. Everyone goes, ooh. And the parrot goes, the rabbit's under the table. And he's like, oh, god damn it. Anyway, comes the night. Have you heard this one before? Comes the night of the iceberg. Here's the Titanic. The magician's on stage. He hears a big crack. So he grabs a parrot. He goes running up the deck. They can't get on a boat. So he just jumps in the water. Right? Jumps in the water. Then they're floating for a little bit. He grabs a bit of wood or flotsam jetsam, I think they call it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
A bit of flotsam jetsam. And he sits on that bit of wood for days and days with the parrot on his shoulder. Then after about 5 days, the parrot goes, all right, you got me. What did you do with the boat?
Dave O'Neill, he'll be here all week. The That's Dave O'Neill Comedy joke. Hour.
I wish I wrote that joke, but I didn't.
So how many people, not that that joke died, but how many people died on the Titanic?
A couple of hundred? No, thousands.
Thousands.
Yeah. Thousands.
And because they didn't have enough lifeboats.
Yeah, not enough lifeboats. And they're very confident, weren't they? I don't know. It was the first ever cruise ship, I believe. And
yeah.
I've no idea. But anyway, it was a terrible disaster, Glenn, and I don't know what it's got to do with Marconi.
Well,
do you want to have a guess?
We're going to have thinking music first.
Okay, well, what thinking music are we going to have? Celine Dion. No, it'll be
well,
too expensive.
We can't play music on our show because we don't have a...
Yeah, well, you've got to pay money to Celine. Yeah. You'd have to ring her up in Vegas and have get her out of bed.
Have you seen her lately? She doesn't look good.
She doesn't look good? Has she met you?
She hasn't met me, no. Hmm. But she doesn't look... She's not... Anyway.
She's not looking good?
No, she's not looking well.
Hmm. But her love will go on. Don't worry about that.
Oh, nice.
Not nice at all.
Why don't we have...
Yeah.
We've got radio. We've got Titanic. We can't play music in Titanic.
CB radio?
We could have the King of the World!
I'm King of the World!
Well, that was Caprio at the front of the...
Yeah,
thing,
DiCaprio.
It?
Yeah. Yep.
Or we could have the violins that they played on the Titanic. When it was going down?
It went down. Yeah.
Yeah.
CB radio? Why don't you some CB radio?
As in...
We got a great big convoy. Teddy bear? Hey, teddy bear. Remember the teddy bear song? Hey, teddy bear. It's about a little sick boy lying in bed. And then he gets on the CB radio every night. The truckie talks to him. Hey there, teddy bear. We got a... CQ there. See there. Remember this? It's a really disturbing song if you've heard it lately. It's so dodgy. Like...
Because
all the truckies go and pick him up and take him for a drive. It's like this... with teddy bear, and then I looked at my window, there were 10 big trucks out there, and hey, teddy bear. It was a big hit in Australia, teddy bear. Hey, teddy bear.
You know, Dave, there are songs you remember, and there's songs that you probably should forget at some stage. So you're saying, how about we... What about Smokey and the Bandit?
Oh, I love Smokey and the Bandit.
Now, that was who started that?
Burt Reynolds.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, no, died recently. Oh, okay, you met Burt Reynolds?
Hmm. Okay, but if I've met them, I'll bring up that I've met them.
Okay, sorry.
We don't. Every time someone comes up,
I work with a director who worked with. I don't know if you know. I did a movie called The Nugget, and normally that gets a massive round of applause. I don't know why. No, it's just a joke. Anyway, Bill Bennett, the director, who's a typical thespian type. You know, you wore a beret and a scarf, and the movie he did before The Nugget was the one with Burt Reynolds, and he said Burt Reynolds was giving the young actor a hard time, and so he said to Bert, can I speak to you outside? And he went outside, and in Bert's terms, that means let's punch on. So he walked down, and Bert had his shirt off and was going like this.
Really?
Yeah, trying fisticuffs with him. Yeah, Bert would have been about 75. He wanted to punch on.
Bert was a bit this.
Yeah, facelift.
He had a bit of work,
yeah.
Done, hadn't he?
Yeah, so he punched on and kicked the shit out of him. No.
So,
okay,
I reckon in Smokey and the Bandit, I don't know if Blake, you could quickly look up on your thing, Smokey and the Bandit, them talking on the radio,
okay.
On the CB radio. Are you able to find that?
Can you do that, Blake?
You able to do that?
You know what? You know the year the Smokey Bandit came out. What was the biggest film that year? I remember this. Star Wars. So Smokey the Bandit was the second biggest film the year that Star Wars came out. Imagine that if Smokey the Bandit had lasted like Star Wars. Like my kids would have Burt Reynolds dolls, and you know, it just didn't last like Star Wars did, didn't it?
See the new ones that's had like 3 million downloads of the. I mean, and that was just one guy, little wanky guy in North Melbourne without a life.
Oh, what were we talking joke. About? Have you found anything? Well, here
save
we go.
Me.
Bit of Burt Reynolds, is it?
What's your 20? About 16 miles this side of Mississippi.
Whoa, hold it.
I just passed another Kojak with a Kodak. This place crawling with bears. Where the hell are you? Come back.
I'm still trying to get rid of that Texas County Mountie. I don't know what the hell he wants.
You know what he wants. I mean, how would you like to be the dude that handcuffs a legend?
Listen, give me 5 minutes. We're going to put some moves on that mother. I'll meet you at Ole Miss.
Well, you better hurry or we can just kiss that money goodbye. You understand that?
I'll read you loud and clear. 10-4.
Well, there we go. Whoa.
Isn't it good? I love the think music. It just takes you on a little journey halfway through and we think about what we're going to say, but then it's good. But so
I can see why Star Wars did better, though, after listening to that. Okay, what are you thinking? Do you want me to go first? Or?
Yeah, you go first.
I think Marconi. I think I've got no idea. Okay, so he invented the radio. Maybe it was the first. He did the. I'm pretty sure he did the.
Why did you say Morse code?
Oh, Morse code. Yeah. I think he invented Morse code. The first time it was used was on the Titanic. Yeah. Who did teaching? Hey.
Well, I'm going to go one more. I reckon he was booked on the Titanic.
Oh, he's booked.
And he was the one.
Like the magician.
Yeah. And he was the one, he's in his back in his little room, and he's gone, beep, 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 beep. I do better Morse code than
Cody. Oh, you do good Morse code. I can read that, because I was a scout. You were just telling me to get fucked. And then the last bit was Yarra Glen. So, okay, so
so we're in a similar, but I'm going to top you, and I'm going to say he was on the boat and sent the radio signal. And if he hadn't done that, a lot more people would have died.
Lives would have been lost. Yeah. Okay, should we get the...
yes, please.
Sam, should we have the answer, Sam?
The Italian inventor Marconi was offered free passage on the Titanic but had taken the Lusitania 3 days earlier. He had paperwork to do and preferred the public stenographers aboard that vessel. But he emerged from the Titanic disaster as one of its heroes. His wireless telegraph invention is credited with saving more than 700 lives.
Oh, okay. Well, it's sort of right.
Sort of.
And 700 you thought, lives. Oh, wow. Well, there you go. Oh, wow. It's
who was that guy? That, remember that ship that went aground in the Mediterranean? Costa Concordia.
Oh, the Costa Concordia, yeah?
Yeah, and the guy got sent to jail for 15 years or something because it was sinking, and the captain went, I'm out of here,
yeah.
I might just hop off. And did people die on that?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I don't know. We could ask the teacher down the front. Did people die on the... Yes.
Did they?
Yes. Oh, he left with a girl,
oh,
yeah.
He left with a girl.
God.
Oh. Wow. There's a remake. Oh, I saw the porn movie version of it. That's right. Yeah, yeah. I tell a lie. Yes. Costa con.
Con. Cock. Odious. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Well, thank you. We went on a bit of a journey, and thanks for coming out. And do we need to say anything else? I don't think we need to.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Listening and being here for Somehow Related Live with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill, recorded in Melbourne, Australia at the European Beer Cafe.